Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Techno Green Solutions Limited H1 and FY25 results conference call hosted by Kiran Advisors. As a reminder, all participant line will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is now being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi from Kiran Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Shifa. Thank you, everyone. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Techno Green Solutions Limited. From management team, we have Dr. Ajay Ojha, Managing Director, and Dr. Prasad Pawar, Director and CEO. Now I hand over the call to Prasad, sir. Over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the Techno Green Solutions Limited earning conference call for the H1 financial year 24-25. Techno Green Solutions brings over 20 years of experience and having a presence in the environment, having a presence in environmental field for more than 24 years now. We basically work in three verticals, which consist of knowledge consulting, technology, and research. So in knowledge consultancy, we basically work under two sub-verticals. First is regulatory and second is sustainability, which is also catered to ESG. And second vertical is basically implementation, project, and information technology. And third vertical is research, which is consisting of research related to engineering and research related to policy. So here in this particular first H1 financial year, we have completed a good progress in with respect to our H1 of last year. Reflecting on the past half year, we have made a good growth. We have for another noteworthy milestone which we have achieved in this particular H1 financial year is basically fourth time we have grabbed Maji Vasundhara project of Ministry of Environment Maharashtra, which consists of a desktop assessment of almost 22,000 urban local bodies and 400 basically municipal corporation bodies. So that was to the worth of almost 2.06 CR, which we have completed and successfully presented to government. In alignment with our ambitious expansion strategy, I would like to announce the establishment of Techno Green Solutions Incorporation, our wholly owned subsidiary in USA, as well as the 100% subsidiary, wholly owned subsidiary in Singapore, Techno Green Solutions Pte Limited. Aligned with our vision of fostering environmental innovations, we are also preparing established state-of-the-art climate research laboratory. This dedicated facility will enable us to pioneer sustainable solutions through impactful research focused on climate and environmental sustainability. With this strategic initiative, we are not only strengthening our foundation for long-term growth, but also making significant strides towards contributing to a greener, more sustainable future. As well as I would like to add into this that this was the only missing piece in our services, which we were not catering and we were outsourcing, although from the services which we are providing right now. So this climate laboratory will not only, research laboratory will not only cater to the futuristic research, but it will also provide a solution for a tailor-made research basically. To support these developments, we are initiating a preferential issue up to 3 lakh equity shares with pricing in line with service guidelines. This strategic capital raise is a powerful step forward, aligning seamlessly with our commitment to innovation and sustainable growth. By strengthening our capital structure, we are ensuring that your future, our care, is not just our mission, but the driving force behind everything we do. This drives our financial growth as we report a strong performance in the first half of financial year 25, revenue from operations has grown to 13.56, reflecting a 47% increase year-on-year. Our EBITDA has reached 5.48 crore, showing a year-to-year growth of 49.46%, with an improved EBITDA margin of 40.39%, up with 66 basis points. Net worth stands at 3.80 crore, a 17.43% increase, contributing to a net profit margin of 28.04%. Additionally, our diluted earnings per share is 5.15, marking a 17.31% rise, showcasing our commitment to driving sustainable growth and delivering value to our stakeholders. I would like to say that we truly thank you for your trust, support, and belief in our company. We are truly grateful to your contributed faith in our company and your commitment to our shared vision. Together, we are building a more sustainable and prosperous future. With these aspects updates, we are excited about the opportunities that lie ahead and confident in our ability to achieve our goals with our values, with your valued support. Thank you once again for joining us today. Now, if anyone has any questions. In addition to that, I would like to say that the capital expenditure of IPO proceeds is basically last year it was 1.96, which now with the increase, it is showing 2.86 for 2024-2025 cumulative with IPO proceedings and a regular employee shares we have given. So 1.88 plus 98.89 from IPO sharing proceedings we have utilized. So it is cumulatively 2.86. Similarly, direct expenditure with respect to last financial year, complete expenditure was 9.64 crore. With respect to that, in H1 2024-2025, we have done it to the tune of 4.61, which includes labor charges, professional fees, site expenses, and other expenses. So our outstanding, which was reflecting in H1 as a 12.51, the receipt against this is already we have received 7.32. So current outstanding is to the tune of 5.19. So 12.51, in which the basic outstanding was between 0 to 90 days, and that almost we have recovered, and rest is under progress.
Thank you so much, sir.
Sales, one second. So sales from April 24 to September 24 is with sector-wise, if we consider the consultancy sector is having a sale of 7.83 crore, technology is having a sale of 99 lakhs, and R&D is having a sale of 4.74, cumulatively making it up to 13.56 crore. Sale from April to September, if we compare, there is a growth of 40% in consultancy. Technology, as it was our decided decision that we will not encourage, get engaged into more of a technology with respect to the implementation, whereas we are still in the consultancy part of technology. So there is a decrease of 70% in technology. And R&D, last year we were somewhere about 32 lakhs in R&D. This year we have a sale up to 4.74 crore, showing a good growth, and cumulative growth of percentage is 47% as respect to last financial year. If you say about sharing of basically sales between government and private, then in knowledge consulting, we have a 30% of government business and 70% of private business. In technology, we have a complete business of private, 100%. And in research, we have a government share of business is 62%, and private share is of 28%. Work order we have received is basically cumulatively 39.77 crore worth work order we have in hand. and that is all about this H1 financial year. Thank you everyone for patience listening.
Yes, over to you, Vaishnavi ma'am.
No, it will be over to you, me sir. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone.
Yes.
If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have first question from the line of Jay Raj from EY Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a very good set of numbers.
Thank you.
My first question is like, what specific capabilities will the new climate research laboratory bring? And how do you envision it supporting long-term revenue generation?
Yeah, so you know, what happens is, in our existing regime of consulting, we have to outsource several part of our work, like something like due diligence, which requires laboratory work, or in terms of technology, we require treatability and feasibility studies and so on. That is one part of it. But we ourselves are engaged into in-house research as well as sponsored research from government as well as private organizations, which requires laboratory support to a great extent. And plus we have our own IP. In fact, we already have one patent with us on wastewater treatment, and we have already filed another patent in air quality. However, if you look at the trend in the market and if you look at the market potential in terms of climate and sustainability research, which also requires great support from laboratory, there are only academic institutions like IITs or for that matter, you know, few other organizations which are involved in such kind of high-tech research. So we thought it is very essential for us that, you know, the only missing point in our entire gambit of services is the laboratory services. And that, I think, is quintessential for us. You know, when we are looking at international collaborations as well as research growth in India as well as, you know, collaborative research, there is a lot of opening. So that was the prima facie focus on which we decided that, you know, to get into laboratory as such. That will help us in two ways. One is our in-house research and sponsored research being done at our end. And second is our business as usual itself, where we are outsourcing several pieces of our jobs to external agencies for carrying out laboratory jobs. And as far as the potential is concerned, I mean, as I have been telling that, you know, research has an unlimited, like, sky is the limit in terms of research. So this laboratory is going to cater to two purposes. One is testing, which is business as usual, and one is research. And I think the potential is huge. And we already have inquiries which we are outsourcing. So, you know, that will become a part of our integrated services now as an end-to-end solution to all kinds of problems. I hope I'm able to answer that question to you.
Okay, yes.
Satisfactorily?
Sure, sir. So, sir, my next question is like, can you explain on your recent advancement in your proprietary solution, like, you know, green water treatment and air quality management?
Yes, of course. So we have developed a system that is called a circular economic wetland technology. This uses grasses to treat wastewater treatment in a very simple way. So, you know, the advantage is that if you look at conventional treatment systems, it requires power, skill, manpower, a lot of electricity requirements, chemicals and so on, both in the sewage sector as well as process effluent sectors from industrial sector. Now, what we have developed is a very simple technology which works on solutions from the nature. Nature has all the solutions. We have just picked it up and engineered it for the benefit of mankind. And with that, effectively, we are able to almost provide zero electricity kind of or no power kind of or limited power kind of effluent treatment or sewage treatment. Along with that, we do not require any kind of skilled manpower, so operation maintenance cost is almost nullified. And this has been applied not only in terms of sewage, but also in terms of nala treatment. In fact, whatever investments we have done in developing this technology, we have already recovered from our work orders. And it is already being commercialized to a great extent. So that is about water. In terms of air, I don't want to put a lot of thought process in that because the IP is still on the way. But I can tell you that urban air pollution and traffic problems is one of the major issues in urban cities.
Right.
With the National Clean Air Program coming into picture, they have allotted a lot of funds to take care of the air issues in urban local bodies, especially traffic hotspots and other hotspots. We have developed a system which can work on these open air systems. It can actually collect the dust from the air and keep it aside, which you can use it for plantation purposes. And at the same time, it will be able to treat the gases also by using a unique technology, which is self-regenerative catalysis. So you have to never replace anything in our system. It's a perpetual system other than one simple, UV lamp which has to be replaced. So this is the technology which we are already, so we have already got order from SEAT Tires, wherein, almost we have been able to recover what expenses we have done in our research, initial research, and now we are going for an advanced research in the same sector for urban air quality management. And there are extremely few organizations which actually are working on urban air quality issues. And most of them have not been able to prove their efficiencies, like the smog towers, which is already in question in Delhi, and few other, which are put on mobile buses or anything like that. They all work on filters. Our technology doesn't work on filters, so it is very easy to handle kind of a technology.
Okay. So as you said all this, so is this solution gaining, attraction or in the market, and do you have any response from the clients regarding that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we are already, in terms of air quality, as I mentioned, we have already got the work order from data center and from SEAT Tires. And also the government has actually approved our technology. So there is a technical committee at the Government of Maharashtra level, which has approved only four technologies out of 14 in India. The rest of the three work on filtration techniques. We are the only ones who actually deploy these systems on urban scale in the hotspot itself for the treatment. And there is a lot of traction. We are flooded with inquiries. In fact, we started with a very small version, but now we have reached to the version 3.0, which is very huge. It treats almost 33,000 meter cube of air every day.
Oh.
And that is what is implemented at Science Circle. In fact, if you are from Bombay, please go and have a look at it. It is working fine right now. And a lot of people are eyeing on this technology for solving urban air quality issues.
Okay, great, sir. And sir, my last question is, can you tell me, how is the response to your Yukha Yantra? Is it launched in overseas market also?
Not yet, not yet. We are still eyeing on national level. We are not still gone abroad because there our systems are more meant for higher humidity levels of air quality right now in urban spaces. But since we are now having our footprint in the U.S. as well as in the Singapore region, we are definitely eyeing for ports, for harbors, for highways. We are in discussion with a lot of people. So everyone wanted us to have some implementation done, and now the implementation is there, the piloting is there, the prototype is there. So the confidence is building. We are flooded with inquiries, and very soon you will be hearing a lot about our research implementation.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you for the such valuable insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We have next question from the line of Rajesh Kumar Singh from KPIT. Please go ahead.
Yes, Rajesh.
Am I audible?
Yes, Rajesh. Go ahead.
Yeah. So see, the point is that the investor deck has been very promising, and I have been an investor at least, I don't know, maybe at least three quarters. The results have been disappointing, to be very frank. Is there a seasonality in your revenue because the top line has declined, and also receivables have increased, but the payables have not? So when the opportunity is so huge, what is preventing us from growing at a fast pace? Or is it going to be very slow kind of growth or very erratic? No, then we also condition ourselves accordingly.
Okay, Rajesh ji. I saw your mail also, Rajesh ji, and I was thinking how to respond to you. Good that you asked this question. See, sir, you know, please understand that environmental, any consulting firm that, as you rightly mentioned, that, you know, the revenues have gone down, but I'm not sure what you have looked at. In the 6 months, our revenues have gone up by almost 49%. That is the first thing to be mentioned. So from 9.22 crores last year, first half, we have gone to 13.5 crores this half. And this pace at which we are growing is going to continue. See, there are many players like EKI, which you can have as a peer. They have gone up very rapidly and fallen down also very rapidly. We are here for the long stay, sir. We believe in gradual growth, and whatever we are doing in the last 1.5 years of us being, you know, 1 year of us being listed, if you look at the pace at which we have grown, when we listed our IPO, our total turnover of the entire year was 14 crores, 14.5 crores something. This year, just 1 year being into the IPO, we have already reached for 13.5 crores half yearly. Now, if you compare that as not a growth, I'm not sure. I mean, how would I respond to you respectfully in that manner? One.
No, we
Second is,
compare both. So to be very frank, we compare half year with half year also. So that is the second question. Is there a seasonality?
So
if you see
so
the
if you look
H2 with
at
H1, right, there's a decline in listing.
There is no decline,
it's
sir. I mean,
decline.
I'm not sure what you are looking at. If you're looking at
so 14.22 to 13.56, it is not decline.
Yes.
Top
So
line.
if you look at 6 monthly, see what happens is there are always spillovers of projects and sales, because any of our project order that we get, if you look at our work order conversion to our realizable amount, what happens is there are spillovers of projects from first half to the second half and from first quarter to the second quarter also. So it is not seasonal. It is basically depending upon what ticket size projects we take up and what is that delivery time that will come into play for the realization of the sales. So, you know, that is how we are also looking at these numbers for the first time. Usually, it used to be as a partnership from when we transitioned to this kind of an approach of, you know, accounting. We are also realizing certain limitations as to follower or, you know, spillover of our, you know, sales month-wise. So we are also planning to have much more better, you know, insights by doing quarterly analysis. We are having all these things going on, sir. It's been 1 year. Believe in us. Have faith. There is a lot of potential. We are also doing a lot of work in the background, you know, to take this up with the same usual gradual growth which we are consistently being delivering, you know. So maybe when you compare 6 monthly growth, H1 has to be compared. I would prefer that H1 is compared with H1, which will give you more insights. Even if you believe that it's a seasonal part, then H2 can be compared with H2 accordingly. I mean, this is only a request from my end.
I have
If
a
that's
suggestion,
helpful.
you know.
Yes.
One, just last question from me. If you
Sure.
look at the best performer in the SME space, because I have been mostly focused here.
Right.
So what I see that the management vision is backed by a number. I will give example. Say insulation energy. 700 crore, 1500 crore, 3500 crore, then $1 billion with 12% PAT. I can give you four, five companies I have invested. Cosmic CRA, 500 crore to 5000 crore in 4 years.
Right.
So your deck also is very qualitative. You know, it's a lot of woolly stories. Anything can be told. If you can, with management team, come and tell what do you expect in 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, the top line and bottom line, the guidance also. And then it will also force you to think that where do you allocate resource, where is the opportunity. So this will also give us, you know, some quantifiable numbers always help us. Otherwise, narrative can go any way.
No, I
But
understand,
58
sir.
million, I have written a mail that even 1% you take is going to be 500 crore opportunity in the top line in 5 years.
Sir, so there has always been this question, sir, from a lot of our investors as to when we are touching the magic number of 100. See, numbers is numbers. The more you exponentially grow in consulting markets, See, all 500 crore company that you're talking about, they are all mostly, if I'm not wrong, they are all manufacturing sectors and product line sectors. In consulting sector, it is not the case. If you look at the entire ESG market of KPMG last year, what they earned across the globe in ESG sustainability is 100 crores. Okay. So that is why, you know, we are also merging ourselves into research and development, international collaborations, our own laboratory space, as well as technology. So trust in us, there is already a plan. We have numbers in place. We are still, you know, working on that. We have disclosed that in our, you know, initial days with our people, but those numbers are not yet out. But I understand where you are coming from, translating our narratives into numbers, which will happen gradually. We have five-year plans in place, and you will see the growth rate that we have been achieving will continue to grow either at the same or at least more than that. I can assure you that, sir. Believe in us.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so.
Thank you so much. We have next question from the line of Yashwanti from Cogen. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just have a few questions, like, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, please,
ma'am. Yes. So, what are the, I am joining it in you. So, just wanted to understand if you have explained already, what are the new product launches done by the company till October 2024, that is the date, and what are the products under the development?
So one is we have not launched our Yuka Yantra as such. It was more of a beta testing that has gone, but since we were lucky, we got a commercial order to that extent. We have not commercially exploited the product as such. So our next product is Yuka Yantra once we get the patent for that, and which we are expecting probably in January. So that will be a whole kind of a launch. Second launch, of course, is our R&D facility, which we are targeting somewhere in March, in the new year, we'll be launching our R&D facility as such, full-fledged. And there is also one of the products in the IT sector, that is Know Your Compliance, which we are working on. The beta version is already there, which we are trying it out and testing out and, you know, working on the stack points. That will also come this year. These are the three major products, which will be coming by the end of March.
And you said that Yuka Yantra is commercially tested. So any particular client was engaged with us?
Yes. So CA Tires has given us work order, and NDD, that is data center, NetMagic. They have already, installed our versions there.
Okay. And all these three developments, what kind of a CapEx or what kind of a fund investment we are looking at?
So for the R&D, we have probably invested about a crore rupees for Yuka Yantra initially, I think 2 crores or something. In the laboratory, we have already, raising equity to the tune of about 9 crores is what is expected. Our capex, that is entirely almost 80% is the capex in that. In terms of KYC, we have been developing this for last 3 years, and I don't have as such numbers, but probably 3 crores is what, 2.5 crores is what we would have invested from the time of, our former TechnoGreen Environmental Solutions. That is when we started actually investing into KYC. But from the leads, from the IPO leads, we haven't invested much in the R&D of KYC, because it was almost done. In the beta version was already, prepared.
Okay. And since all we are seeing a lot of growth in the, rather the rapid growth we are seeing in the data center environmental science, so are you planning to introduce any additional specialized services in space?
We are working on a lot of projects with data centers, especially on sustainability and also on
environmental
due diligence, including compliance due diligence. We already have these services given to chemical industries, but, data centers are still not actually aligned to these kind of services as such.
Okay. And sir, can we have, just want to understand, in case of our revenue, how much government revenue contributes to our overall revenue?
So if you talk about consultancy, then we have a government share of 30% and private 70%. In terms of technology, we are giving 100% to private, and research is 62% government and private 28%.
Okay. And so in that case, how are our payment terms with the government and the private players? And I just want to understand, do we receive anything in the advance or everything on a milestone basis or everything on a completion of the project?
No, so these are all, so depending upon the ticket size, usually there are advances for sure, both in government and private sector. In fact, government sector, we are very happy with the realization of money. The crediting period is not even 1 month. Whereas in the private sector, in fact, MNCs have crediting period of 60 days to 90 days. And that's how you see the aging, in our entire this thing. If you look at the aging of our payments, it so happens that, usually the government payments are well within time. Private sector sometimes, are prolonged as their crediting period itself is about 90 days.
Okay. So can we safely say that our working capital turning days is around 90 to 120 days, or it is lesser than that?
Lesser than that. In fact, government sectors, it's 60 days, usually, what we take into account. However, with the government, it is not even a month, mostly. So 60 days to 90 days is a very safe, kind of bet.
Okay. So my last two question, one is like, how is your process of bagging? Is it true that you approach to your sales and your sales and marketing teams, and you showcase your product, and then you bag the order? Or it is like something you have, there is a requirement, and then you have to fill in those requirements to your tendering process?
So there are two parts. Most of the consulting usually is a mouth-to-mouth publicity, but at the same time, we do a lot of sensitization and training programs. So we have training programs across boards and across private as well as government sectors, where we usually are the trainer of trainers. We are qualified trainer of trainers. So most of the times, that training itself reflects our products and our knowledge and skill sets, as well as our capabilities and strengths. But at the same time, there are also tenders, especially in terms of wastewater treatment systems, whenever it is. Especially in government sector, there are tenders. But right now, with the Ariba and things like that in MNCs, there are reverse tenders. So we bid across. I mean, there are marketing channels that we use, including mouth-to-mouth publicity, networking, one-to-one. Usually, we don't do cold calls unless there is an inquiry, and we are very fortunate that we keep getting inquiries. And with our sensitization programs running all across, we usually are in the place at the time when it is required.
Okay. And sir, in this our specialized services, and which is very focused on the sustainability, environmental sustainability, who would you like to name as our key, the very close competitor?
So in ESG sector, Big Fours have been competing with us actually already. KPMG, likes of KPMG or EY and Deloitte. But there are few other players also. Recently we have someone from Pune who have been left and right doing a lot of ESG services. But the only advantage that we have right now is we have all the solutions under one roof. So it is not only reporting, like we do our own carbon credits. Most of the ESG consultants are only into reporting systems and data analytics. But we have recently conducted one end-to-end carbon offset and carbon neutral company. So we have converted a company into carbon neutral by our own channels, handholding them right from assessing the carbon to actually buying the carbon for them, and making offsets of almost 150 tons of carbon.
Okay. So in this business, then do we attract any carbon credit and this understanding, as you mentioned about?
Yeah. So we do carbon. We are actually working right now on a total of 1 lakh carbon credit potential, about 80,000 carbon credit potential every day, which is a bundle of around 15 projects.
Okay.
For their registration.
Okay. So in that case, may not be in FY25, but from FY26, what kind of a revenue you can see from this carbon credit? Is it a massive or it is very meager?
So, you know, carbon credit market is very volatile right now. I don't want to, you know, put any numbers on that, but I can tell you that, you know, the model of carbon credit revenue itself is more of a revenue sharing model.
Okay. So, you share the revenue
with the client. Yeah. So, it is usually 10%, 20%, 30% of the entire carbon credit potential that you generate year on year basis.
Okay.
Is what usually is the revenue model which is going on, which we have adopted right now.
Okay. Sir, I kept asking, but if I can ask one more last question. As you say that you need to focus on this R&D and your center is coming up. So what kind of talent pool you are looking to add to the company?
So there are two talent pools in the research sector. One is the instrumentation, who can work on instrumentation. And one is the analytical process, especially for R&D. Because we already are doing R&D, we have a lot of in-house R&D personnel already there. So we have almost 10 doctorates in our company as of now. So, you know, some of the resources will be realigned once we complete our existing R&D projects. Some of them will be realigned to our laboratory, but we are definitely looking at least 8 to 10 people. In the coming days for the R&D sector. That would include analysts from chemistry background or environmental sciences, and that would also include climate research fellows.
Okay.
Both in the product development, I mean, mostly in the product development.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you so much for the detailed explanation and your answers. I'll come join back with you. And wish you the best for this.
Thank you so much, Ishwari.
Thank you very much. Before we proceed with the next question, we would like to remind the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We will take next question from the line of Babu George, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
So my question is, do we receive any subsidy from the government for our efforts towards sustainability?
Not really yet. We haven't, but you know, in the R&D sector, there are a lot of not subsidies but tax rebates which we usually get.
Okay.
Yeah. But subsidies, you know, we help people getting carbon credits. It's not a subsidy, but it's a market-based fiscal mechanism which helps, you know, gap funding for them. In terms of carbon credits and carbon offsets. We ourselves have not been able to get anything as yet other than, you know, the revenue sharing model that we share for our carbon credit projects.
Okay. Yeah. So my next question is, so what kind of new services we are planning to launch for environment sustainability?
So ESG is already there. ESG has 4 major aspects. That needs to be covered. Right now, we are working more on the reporting side of it, but we have 3 more services to be added. One is vulnerability assessment, which we are doing it to a little bit extent. Second is life cycle analysis, which we have our skills on that. And third is climate solutions in terms of implementation of projects for carbon capture. So these are the 3 major sectors. So CCUS is the major one that we are working on. Vulnerability, as I mentioned it to you, assessments in terms of soft consulting. And third is, as I mentioned, in terms of climate, rather research, policy research.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have next question from the line of Akhil Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, on another call of half year. I had actually a couple of questions. One was with respect to the order book. So last time we spoke at the end of the last financial year, you mentioned that the order book was around 435 crore. Where is the order book at right now?
Sorry, your voice is not clear, Akhil. I'm so sorry. What was your question again?
No, sorry about that. Is it better now? Can you hear me better?
Yeah, it's better now, yeah.
Yes, sir. So I was just saying, again, you have had a great half year. I wanted to know what the order book is at right now. So at the end of the last financial year call, you mentioned that the order book was about 34 to 35 crores. Can you share what the current order book looks like?
40 crores.
40 crores.
So that is what has to be burned. And what's the, you mentioned that the, again, at the end of the last financial year, that the burn, it would be burnt out in the, in a 12-month period. So is this 40 crores again for the next 12 months?
Yeah, so it depends. I mean, not the entire thing, but mostly if you look at the distribution of timelines of delivery against these work orders, they range from anywhere between 3 months to 15 months max.
Got it. So is it safe to say that we would see a similar type of year-on-year growth at the end of H2 as well? So just taking into account that maybe you get 80% of your order book from the last, from when we discussed last through. So you are looking at maybe north of 32 to 33 crores in revenue this year, which is that fair to look at maybe 30 to 35 crores as revenue for the year?
So I don't want to put numbers. I'm not allowed to say that, but with the current growth rate, we will continue to achieve the growth rates that you see.
Got it. On a half year basis.
Yeah. Also on the annual basis, we'll continue. I mean, we try very hard to continue and to also give much more than what is expected from the last financial year.
That makes sense. As you mentioned, since there are projects that could stretch a little bit, maybe you're not able to recognize the revenue as quickly as you want to, but on a longer term basis, you are able to maintain the same level of growth. And the last time we spoke, you mentioned that we could target the 100 crore revenue in a 3 to 5 year period. Is that still fair to say?
It's still there. It's still there in our mind. I now, you know, what has happened is, Akhil, I'll tell you very frankly, even in my dreams, I see that number coming up. 100 crores is what I have to give it to my investors, you know. So, yes, it is in our mind.
That's a good dream to have, sir.
We are thriving towards that, and R&D facility is also one step forward towards, you know, achieving those numbers.
And so the final question that I had is with respect to the margins. So you mentioned that as we do more consulting, the margins pick up. So with R&D and the other initiatives that you have, do the operating margins stay at the current levels or do they change from here? Because this quarter, your margins are pretty good. It was better than the last couple of half years. So I just want to know if that the trend we should be looking at, increasing margins year over year.
So margins will not increase the moment we cross a particular number in terms of sales, in terms of turnover. What happens is, you know, the margins are compromised on certain projects. They are very good in certain projects. On an average, if you look at, we'll continue with these margins.
Got it. So 40% operating margin is a fair estimate that we can have in our mind.
So very fair. 25 to 35%, it will keep on ranging between that.
Got it. Sorry, sir. And just a final other thing, sir. So now that you've raised this differential issue, is the last one the plan for the R&D hub, or is there other plans as well for with this differential issue? Because if I'm not wrong, you have not disclosed the price at which potential issue was happening?
So it was a closed kind of call for us for the preferential. We haven't disclosed in public other than, you know, with respect to the board meetings and what has happened. But I'll tell you, the entire CAPEX is going to go into R&D. I mean, the entire preferential is going to go into R&D, nothing else. R&D facility. Yeah. Because these are high-tech equipments, they are very expensive in nature, and we are also actually going to own our own facility because, you know, there are certain components which is difficult to be maintained in rented properties. So we are going with a CAPEX in terms of our own facility, in terms of the location and the space, and also almost 50% we are investing into the equipments.
Got it. So it's a pure asset-based expansion that this.
Yeah, pure asset.
Got it. So I mean, thanks a lot for answering my questions. All the best. Hopefully, we have further conversations. But just one suggestion from my side. So, I think last year in January you had held a call for all the investors. Post which you had given a business update at the end of 10 months. Is it possible to get a quarterly business update? I understand it's really hard to dive into the margins and things on those lines, but just to get like what the sales trend is looking like, because it's very helpful for us to get a sense of how the company is progressing, and you just get a little more comfort given that we speak only once every 6 months.
No, absolutely, Akhil. I would love to do that. In fact, Akhil, between you and me, I'll tell you, we have been receiving mailers exactly opposite than what you are talking. We have people who have been telling us, why are you talking so much to the investors? You concentrate on your work. We are so hurted, I cannot tell you how hurted we feel when we, when we get such kind of messages and mails from our investors. We believe in transparency, and that is the reason, why we keep on talking to our investors to, build confidence. But this is very shattering to us that, some people believe that we are only talking and we are only presenting. I don't know how to respond and meet both the ends. But believe me, we want to actually come up with quarterly updates to all of us, because, it also keeps a check on us and also gives the way forward to our investors also, like you. Yeah, go ahead, Akhil.
No, I was just saying, really appreciate your transparency regarding this. And I've been an investor from post the IPO. I didn't get any IPO allocations, but I've been holding close to 100,000 shares of TechnoGreen from day one, and I've been pretty happy with the progress you're making. I just want to call out the fact that your focus on long-term growth, sustainable growth, is really impressive. And in today's world, I think that is what is top of mind for everyone.
Absolutely, Akhil, your words are so promising to us, and that's how we keep going, so thank you so much, Akhil, for being with us, and I believe that, we together can do a lot of stuff towards, a prominent and gradual and prominent growth.
Great to hear that, sir. Thanks a lot again for answering all my questions. All the best.
Thank you, Akhil.
Thank you very much. We have next question from the line of Neha Jain from LK Capital. Please go ahead. Sorry for interrupting, ma'am. We can't hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Now you're audible, sir?
Yeah, you are.
So my question is, can you share the insights on your current project pipeline, particularly high value projects, to your new consultant partnership? Hello?
Sorry, Nehaji, your voice is a little bit low. We are trying to just understand, aap kya bol rahe.
Now you are audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible, but the voice pitch is very low.
Okay.
Still, just go ahead and tell me.
Okay. Can you share the insights on your current project pipelines and particularly high-value projects to your new consortium partnership, sir?
New consortium?
Yeah.
Partnerships. So the partnership has just been formed recently. It's just registered about not even 1 month. But there are a lot of big ticket size projects already we are working on. We are completing few of the projects, like our spent catalyst disposal is on the verge. That was about 4.5 crores. We just completed Maji Vasundhara, which was 2 crores. We completed WebWorks projects. They were actually split into multiple projects, but single client, we did almost 2 crores of that. There are some projects like WebWorks. We are doing noise modeling, which is 50 lakhs. So a lot of projects in pipeline. I'm not sure whether I'm able to answer your question correctly. But as far as partnerships are concerned, see, we have 2 partnerships recently done. One is EBAM in US and one is ARC.
Sustainability
in Singapore. But they have been done just about not even a month, And we still do not have our Singapore registration is done. Our US registration is still on. So unless, you know, we have been through the paperwork, we are still not able to take up any projects. But, you know, the groundwork is going on right now. Did I answer your question correctly?
Yeah, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We will proceed with next question, which is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, Raman, sir. Tell me.
So I just have two questions. One, can you help with giving what's the order book as of now?
It's about 40 crores.
And so from with respect to first half, what was the revenue split from, you know, like consultancy business, research business, and the technological business?
Yeah. No, the revenue breakup you need? Yeah, just a moment.
Yeah. Revenue breakup.
So revenue breakup is from knowledge consulting, we have almost 7.82 crore, 99 lakhs from technology, and 4.7 crore from research. Out of that, government percentile in knowledge consulting is 30% and private is 70%. Technology is 100% for private client and research 62% government and 28% private.
So from the 13.56 CR business that we have done in the first quarter, mm-hmm. almost 7.8 CR is coming from knowledge consulting, which is okay. almost to the tune of about 60% odd, and research is almost 40%. 35 to 40%. That is about 4.7 crores from research. And technology is just about a crore rupees. Does that answer your question?
Technology is like almost like a crore.
Yeah, just about a crore. Because you see, we have taken a conscious decision to reduce our execution projects because it's a cash flow intensive kind of, you know, proposition. So we are consciously reducing down our execution cost. You know, execution type of projects.
Okay. Sir, also, from the presentation, you said 30-40% revenue from new and existing offering. So, is it, do you mean 30-40% growth?
Sorry, what is that?
In the presentation, you mentioned 30-40% in the last slide, growth ahead. You mentioned 30-40% revenue will be from new and existing services offering. So, do you mean 30-40% growth?
Yeah. So growth, so definitely we are maintaining. I mean, if you look at our trends in the last almost 3 years, we have been continuing with a growth rate of 30-40%. As well as, you know, there are new services. So, there are two parts in our growth strategy. One is a geographical growth. One is a sectoral growth. Right. So we are also adding upon services as well as we are adding upon our existing service line is giving us consistent growth rate, but that reaches some saturation point. So we keep on adding services. So it's a mix of both these, you know, geographical expansion as well as sectoral and service expansion.
Okay. So, and one last question. You said 40 crores is the order book. Can you just tell let us know what will be the timeline of execution?
The timelines will range between 6 months to 9 months.
Okay.
Yeah. But these, you know, these orders are, so you know, these orders are split, you know, every month we keep on getting orders. So if you look at 40 crores today, some of the orders might be just, you know, in the previous months.
Okay.
Like August or September, which will have its own timeline of 9 months or 10 months, depending upon the ticket size.
Okay.
So if you're trying to compute what is our estimated turnover, you take a call on that.
No. You already gave 30 to 40% revenue growth. We can compute the revenue from that itself. Hopefully. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vaishnavi for closing comments.
Thank you, Ajay and Prasad, sir.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of TechnoGreen Solutions Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@greenadvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Vaishnavi ma'am and Kirin Advisors, for helping us out, you know, setting up and bringing us into the fold with the investors. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.